This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I'm Jessica, and this is Taebak K-Rambles, where a couple of friends review Korean dramas. And welcome to the first official episode of Season 5. We are back. We are ready to talk about dramas again. And for this episode, I am joined by Bina, at Bina Hearts on Instagram, the Soompi writer and editor who has been stealing our hearts for a very long time and putting out so much wonderful K-drama content. She's also a writer for K-Pop Map. She's written a book called K-Pop A to Z, The Definitive K-Pop Encyclopedia. Bina, how are you today?
I am good. Thank you so much for having me, Jess. This has been like kind of a long time coming, but yeah. I'm so glad to finally be here.
Yes, I'm so glad that you're here. Like she said, it's been a really long time coming. You were supposed to come on last season, and then I had to be like, let's rain check it, because yeah. I got burnt out and I just had to stop. I was like, I need to take a break. The holidays were coming up. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, we were supposed to review another drama. Mm-hmm. And it actually has a little bit to do with the drama that we're going to review today.
So maybe we like the writer. I don't know.
Yeah, so it's like full circle. It comes around full circle. Mm-hmm. But before we get into true beauty, if this is your first time listening, go ahead and subscribe on your favorite podcast app. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all the rest. If you like us, please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And come check us out on social media to stay up to date on everything that we're doing, our latest episodes and reviews. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at TaebakPod. And lastly, if you're a fan, please consider becoming a patron. It is such a great way for you to get involved and show your support for as little as $2 a month. You can check out the page on patreon.com/alwayscriticpod. And thank you, shout out to our patrons, Janet, Curtis, Bale, CD, Alana, Grace, Lorna, Sammy, Caitlin, Michelle, Tanei, Aaron, Marta, Delphia, and Camila. Thank you guys so much. I love talking to you guys and putting out content for you guys on Patreon. So come and join them and be a patron. Okay, are you ready to talk about true beauty, Bina?
I am always, always ready to talk about true beauty.
Okay, so we'll start with my drama list synopsis. It reads, True Beauty is a romantic comedy about a high school girl, Im Joo Kyung, who rises to beauty girl... This synopsis, I can't even already. Rises to pretty girl fame after she masters the art of makeup from YouTube. She learns...
What? It's great.
She turns into a goddess because of her makeup skills, but would rather die than reveal her bare face to anyone. It tells her love story with the only boy that saw her without makeup, Isuho. Isuho is an attractive and handsome boy who appears cold because of his dark past, but is actually very caring. They grow when they meet each other, share their secrets, and find love with each other. But can Suho make Joo Kyung find her true beauty? All right, this was adapted from a webtoon, as a lot of people know or are familiar with it. The webtoon is by the same name, True Beauty. I feel like I'm going to butcher this name, but Yanggi?
Yeah, it's exactly it.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yanggi. And then the show aired from December 2020 to February 2021. Mm-hmm. It is 16 episodes long, and it is directed by Kim Sang-hyub. He's also directed things like Melancholia.
Oh, okay, okay. So he directed Extraordinary You, didn't write it. Okay.
Directed Extraordinary You. Mm-hmm. So this was the show that we were going to review originally.
Amazing. Yeah, I love that show. It's good. It's good. I loved it. But yeah, we were supposed to, but it's like 2019 was a long time ago.
But this is only 2020. But then
I know
True
I know,
Beauty
I know.
Is 2020.
I know, but like, I don't know. Extraordinary You is a bit more complicated, the storyline. Do you know what I mean?
Like, oh, okay. I got
compared
you.
To True Beauty. True Beauty, you can remember it forever because it's just, you know, what you see is what you get. But Extraordinary You was a little bit more complicated. And I was like, I don't even really remember exactly what happened, but it was a great show. Loved it. And did you watch Melancholia?
I have not watched Melancholia.
Okay. It was okay. I don't know if you know about it, but it's like about a student and a teacher. So it's a little bit.
This sounds familiar. Okay.
A little bit scandalous, but I watched it. It wasn't that great. But Extraordinary You. Amazing. And then it was written by Lee Si-eun. Did you watch any of the dramas on her list?
So hold on. Lee Si-eun wrote Runaway with Sun-jae on Piggyback, Top Star Top Star Yubik, Ugly Yonga, Season 12, High Kick 3, and All My Love for You. I have not watched any of these.
Okay. I tried watching Top Star Yubik. Was not for me. It's like it's a countryside kind of trope, like, you know, like two countryside girls, two countryside boys, like, fall in love, whatever. I couldn't really get into it, even though I love the cast. And High Kick 3, I think, is the highlight here, because she wrote, this is a huge sitcom. It was like, I don't know, I want to say like 150 episodes. And I think it was like she's one of the writers.
Oh, yeah.
So this is probably like her big step into K-drama writing, I feel like, because it was huge, 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 huge. You had every single, it's kind of like equivalent to Disney Club, Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So like you get all these rookie startup like actors and actresses who get their foot in the door. You had like Lee Jong-seok, you had Yoon Si-eun, you had Shin Se-kyung, you had all these like stars starting it. So like I didn't watch all of it, obviously, because it was just, it's so many episodes, right? It's just like it's like an ongoing every week 30-minute episode. I feel like this is her biggest probably claim to fame. Oh, and True Beauty, obviously.
True Beauty trumps all these.
Yeah, exactly. So actually, did you know True Beauty is the top streamed K-drama on Viki of all time?
No, but that doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't? No?
No,
okay.
That doesn't.
I think some people would be surprised. But okay, I'm glad you're not surprised.
No, okay, this doesn't surprise me.
Good, good, good. Okay, we're off to a good start.
Okay, so let's talk about our cast. So we have Moon Ka-young as Do Kyung. She's been in The Interest of Love most recently, Link Eat, Love Kill, Find Me in Your Memory, Welcome to Waikiki 2, Tempted, Live Up to Your Name, Heartstrings, a lot of bit parts, but she has just kind of risen up the ranks because she was a child actress starting in 2007.
Yeah, she is actually massive now. She, like, her following has grown so much, and I'd like to think it's mainly because of True Beauty. But she has, like, over 8 million followers, which is crazy, considering, like, her, you know, her dramas aren't, like, crazy popular. You know what I mean? And people hate that I actually kind of liked Interest of Love, her recent one. People love to get angry at me about that one. But I thought she was great in it. But I definitely think it was True Beauty that put her on the international map. You know what I mean?
Right, 100%. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you that True Beauty, like, was the star-making role for her.
Yeah. Like, and her other ones weren't that. They're not that popular. Or weren't that good, I would say.
Before I had seen her in True Beauty, I had seen her in Tempted from 2018. Did you watch that show?
I did, because, like, I don't know if you watched... Have you watched Cruel Intentions, the American movie?
Oh, hell, girl.
Yeah, right?
Do you know who you're speaking to?
I don't know. Yes. I don't know what you're, like, you know, American...
I have.
Okay,
yeah.
So And that it definitely gave off those vibes for me. And so I was very, excited to see it. But
Yeah,
when I
it's
watched
based on
it,
that. I think it's based on
is it? It's
what
supposed to
Cruel
be.
Intentions is based on, which is a
Yeah.
French novel.
Okay.
And the name escapes me, but yes.
Okay.
So that's why it's a re basically
Yeah.
an
A
adaptation of
yeah, a
it. Yeah.
remake of it or something, right? But I don't know. I want it to, I feel like it could have been so much more, but for me, I was like, oh no, I don't really like the way that the main couple, their relationship was going. But anyways, I did think she was, when I first saw her in this, I feel like I didn't remember her in Live Up to Your Name or Heartstrings, to be honest. Like, I've
Yeah.
watched both of those. I don't remember her at all in it. But Tempted, I obviously remember her. And I remember thinking, like, oh my gosh, she's like gorgeous, And
Yeah, and unhinged.
yes, exactly, which was amazing. She did it so well. But yeah, after that, like, I don't feel like she did anything really, really memorable until obviously True Beauty. But yeah,
Yeah. I
I
think
love
True
her
Beauty,
though.
like True Beauty is her magnum opus,
Yeah,
even like to this day.
I hope she can, like, find another role though to like. It's gonna be hard though, I feel like, just because of True Beauty's just so huge internationally. But I'm hoping, I'm hoping that she'll find something that's bigger because she's better than that. She's super intelligent and elegant. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'm hoping that for her.
Yeah. And then Chaonu plays Suho.
We all know. We all know. We know.
Okay, so he's an idol turned actor. You might have known him as part of the group Astro, and then he has segued into an acting career. He has been in shows like Hit the Top, Sweet Revenge, Mightiest Gangnam Beauty, Rookie Historian Gu Haeryeong, Island, Good Day to Be a Dog. This year he'll be in Wonderful World. Talk to me about Chaonu and how you feel about this man, because I said some things online
Did
recently.
you? Okay, well,
So,
before we get to that,
okay.
because I do want to
I want to
hear.
hear your opinion first. Like
Okay,
how do you feel about Chaonu? Like how
Chaonu, I probably feel the same way as a lot of people, unless you are a hardcore fangirl of Chaonu from Astro. But I think he's obviously very, very good looking, right?
Oh yeah, he's stunning.
He's stunning. He's a perfect, and they obviously call him, he has a perfect visual, right?
Yeah.
If not, I feel like he is the best looking Korean celebrity, right? When I see him, I don't know if acting is his forte. I don't think singing or dancing is his forte either. But I think because he's so smart, because he has, like, I know he's intelligent, like he's got very high IQ. He speaks English very well too, considering like he's never studied English. So I know he's got the brains. And so for him to have brains and looks, that's huge, right? I don't know if I consider him a phenomenal actor or a phenomenal dancer or a singer, and that, but it's okay. Like, we can forgive it because he's so good looking, right?
Because he's so
But
pretty.
he's so pretty. But you know what? Can I say something?
Yeah,
Wonderful
absolutely.
World, Wonderful World. I have a feeling it's gonna show a totally different side of him that I feel like might be like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, maybe he just wasn't doing the right genre. You know what I mean? Because Wonderful World is a melodrama slash makjang kind of a drama feel, like, and there's a lot of gonna be a lot of crying from him. There's gonna be a lot of angst and emotion. It might suit. I don't know. I feel like it could be hit or miss. I'm hoping it'll be a hit. But yeah, I totally like. I know everyone was saying for ID Gangnam Beauty, they're like, if you saw ID Gangnam Beauty, you watch True Beauty. I don't think that's true at all. But it is similar. He did have similar
I don't know. Should we have this
acting.
conversation now? Should we have this conversation
I
now?
don't know. Okay, well, anyways, I just wanted to mention it. But please tell me what you said.
Okay, so what I said, and this is with all the love in my heart, because I don't wish ill on him. Like
Always,
I
it's
don't say this with
always.
any malicious. I'm always here to have a good time. I'm always here to just like
I'm
I'm
so curious.
so and I introed my take, which what I've been doing on TikTok is just posting like rapid fire K-drama thoughts, stray K-drama thoughts that I have.
Right.
And this one was pertaining to Chaeyoung. And this one was, I said,
oh God.
You know,
oh God.
You're already like,
I already know it.
Because
you had me at TikTok. If you're doing anything with Chaeyoung on TikTok,
it is,
that was an error.
It's like going into an alligator pen at feeding time. Girl. So what I did, so I said, I know, it's stupid. So I said, again,
What'd you say? Just all right.
So I said, okay, wait a second. Because I said, look, I love Chaeyoung, though. He's so pretty. He's so hot. I think he's so, it's like a perfect specimen.
But
if he doesn't have it by now, then he's just never going to get it. So why don't we just cut our losses and give him the modeling gigs and just stop giving him these roles? Because by now, he's stealing roles from other people that are definitely gunning for these big tentpole.
Like, so you went there.
I went there. So that was basically it. That was like, it was like 20 seconds. All hell broke loose in the comments.
Oh, God.
It was as if I threw a grenade. And honestly, I didn't say he was, I literally did not come out and say he was a bad actor. I just said, if he doesn't have it by now.
But people knew what you meant.
I know, absolutely. He's done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 roles.
It's been 6 years, yeah.
It's been 6 years.
Yeah. He doesn't have it. Okay. I can agree with that. I totally agree with it.
He's been given a lot of chances.
Did you watch A Good Day to Be a Dog?
Okay. I did not. But okay, here's what
anyways,
I heard.
We digress.
So this is something. So while we're here.
Yeah.
This is something that a lot of people were bringing up in the comments. Oh, people, you're just doing this for clout to like
get it's TikTok. People to. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Relax. Number one. It's second of all, people were saying it seems like you haven't watched all of his projects. So I need to have watched all of his projects to have an opinion.
Okay, I watched almost all of them except the Sweet Revenge one.
Okay. And he was playing a version of himself, a fictionalized version of himself in Sweet Revenge, and he was actually a delight.
Oh, is this the short one? The web?
Yes.
Oh, okay,
yes.
You know what? I think I might have watched some clips of it on YouTube. Yeah, okay. I do remember this. You know what? Yes, that's why I totally agree. I think you have to be very objective about this. Right? Mm-hmm. It's not that deep.
It's right? not that deep.
It's not
right.
that deep. He doesn't have, he's not a natural born actor. He is first an idol who became an actor. And I totally agree. But why take away the projects from him, Jess? I would want him to keep acting. Like, just keep doing your thing.
What I'm saying is and someone said this in the comment. I'm like, I'm going to use this. Someone said he's better in print. And I was like, oh my God. Yes. He is so
is
much
she
better
okay?
in print.
Is she okay?
You know, I would like him to sell me anything he can. Just not a plot. Sell me shoes. Sell me perfume.
I know.
But like, sell me cosmetics or
you know what,
skincare.
Though, we're talking Korea here. We're talking the entertainment industry. Looks will get you so far.
Oh, yeah.
So far. And it's going to keep, he's going to keep riding that wave.
Oh, yeah.
But I honestly, okay, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt here. Wonderful World, okay?
Yeah.
I am hoping for him for that.
I'm hoping for so many people said that too. They were like, let's give him one more chance. One more chance.
No,
are
but
you out of your mind?
No,
okay,
but
all right,
okay, but
fine,
to be fair,
one more chance.
All these other roles were very like he was very typecasted into like this rom-com kind of role. Okay, you know what? Let's just wait. Let's give him.
You're with that commenter. That's like or
I am,
the
I
several
am willing,
commenters that
I,
were like.
You know what though? If Wonderful World was in the picture, I would totally agree with you. But to the extent of saying no dramas, period. I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing him here and there. But like a good day to be a dog. Oh man, that was like, I had such high hopes for that one.
Oh.
And it just, it was his exact character. Am I gonna have to lock my doors after this? Okay, so it was the exact character. As
this is
Ivy.
A safe space. I can't guarantee what happens after this airs.
So. But I'm just saying, you gotta be Delulu to think that he was not the same character in ID Gangnam and True Beauty and A Good Day to Be a Dog.
Thank you.
And like,
thank you. That's all I need
you
to
know
hear.
What? You know what's weird? You know Hit the Top? I don't know if you watched that.
I haven't, but I've seen so many clips and I'm like, he looks like he's cooking in that one.
He was great. And I think it's because, and I feel like his vibe was a bit different. I don't know if it's because it was his first role. He was just like, oh, I'm just going to do it just to do it. And like, I'm not an actor, so who cares?
There was kind of something about it that I was like, hold on. And then everything after, downhill.
Yes. Downhill. Yeah, exactly. So I have to give him credit for Hit the Top, to be honest, because that was very different. And
I will agree with you. And that's just based on all the clips that I've seen with him.
Yeah. There wasn't much of him in the, to be honest. So like, not
so
much
the clips
analyze.
That I've seen are probably it.
No, that is actually pretty accurate. But yeah, not much to analyze there. But yeah, he was. Anyways, let's give him a chance. One more chance.
Okay.
Wonderful World. I have high hopes.
Okay. Here is my assessment of him really fast. Is that because so many people like came from my throat. I was like, well, maybe let me take a step back. So he has, this is my assessment of his acting.
Mm. Oh, God. Why?
Real fast.
Are you kidding?
Is that Taonu has a standby mode and it's just wooden, expressionless Taonu usually.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going on. All hell's breaking loose. Mm-hmm. He could be happy, sad, whatever. It's the same. But then when he really is cooking...
Mm-hmm.
Is when there's an emotionally demanding scene that is he has to cry.
Okay.
And then I'm like, okay, there's something. Like he's sad. And in True Beauty, there's scenes of that. Like when he's confronting his dad and he gets like heated and emotional and he starts crying.
Right.
That's when he's like, oh my God, something.
So you see a
there's
glimmer.
Something.
You see a glimmer of something. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's exactly how I feel about
Wonderful
World. Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. And I feel like that's why I think Wonderful World is going to be good for him. Because there is a lot of crying on his part, judging from the preview. So
right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what he taps into.
Yeah.
But, and then I saw, and then because people were invoking A Good Day to Be a Dog as being like a good outing for him. So I watched a bunch of clips of A Good Day to Be a Dog.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm not the one that's bringing this up. The people, the populace, the trolls on Twitter, I mean, not Twitter, the trolls on TikTok. So I watched a bunch of clips and the ones that really worked were the ones where he was crying
emotional.
And blubbering and emotional. And I was like, okay, that's his bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why I think he just hasn't
but
been directed.
He's
into
not
the right...
a micro expression dude. Like he's not the person that's like you're believing his day to day.
No. Okay. Give him also like give him a bad boy role.
Mm.
You know what I
want
to
see it.
Give him a bad boy role where he's angry and just hates the world and like give him forget the drama. Maybe give him like a Netflix original or like a movie where he can swear and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think he wants that, especially because
he
just announced.
I think he could do it. Yeah,
I think he could do it. He just announced like his new album, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or a new mini album or something like that. The image is he wants that.
Yeah, I definitely think he is.
He wants to be a bad boy.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
he doesn't want this clean cut look.
Yeah, so let's just wait because he's. I think it's going to be a bit of it in Wonderful World. Like he rides a motorcycle. He's got the leather jacket going. I'm hoping for it. So let's hope this is like a little step into the whole bad boy Taonu side. Cause
I
like,
think so. Oh, Island was another one that people were like, his role in Island was amazing, blah, blah, blah. So I watched a bunch of clips of Island. I'm doing my homework here. Like people
are
like calling me out for not watching his shit. And I'm like, fine. So I watched a bunch of clips of Island, which I heard wasn't that good. I'm not going to sit here and watch an entire drama just to prove your point. So watch clips.
And?
I was like, okay, I see a lot of improvement here. But again, it's a bad boy priest.
Mm-hmm. He does play priest, which I thought was like promising, right? Because like bad boy priest, like that's so out of Chao Nu's like vibe.
It's not,
right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I have a whole other issue with that drama, but yeah, it's
no, I'm sure drama. I'm not gonna say,
but yeah, but anyways, yeah.
His acting was like the whole thing of it. But that's my take on Xiaonu. I will not be taking questions about it. I will not.
I think it's fair, though. I think it's fair. Yeah.
Like, the criticism is fair of him.
It's fair. Yeah, I totally... Okay. And I think anyone else would agree with you. Any other... Sorry. Like, not DeLulu. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Because here's the thing. Xiaonu is here because he has pretty privilege.
100%.
And okay, a lot of stars are here because they have pretty privilege.
His looks is what put, I hate to say it, is his looks, though, helped propel Astro's fame.
Oh, absolutely.
So, 100%. Like, you know, and I think even Astro knows that to a certain extent. And
yeah.
And every time when Xiaonu first started acting and going on variety shows for his looks and all and getting invited, he was the only one, right, that would get invited, which is awful. But he even said, my goal and dream is to make my group popular and make my group successful. And he did it. He did the job.
Yeah.
Right. Because he was always loyal to his group. Right. So got to respect that. Got to respect the hustle. He worked hard. Or didn't work so hard. I don't know. Whatever.
All right. But, so let's get back on track. So like the second male lead of the show. Let's talk about him.
Yes. Oh
so,
my God.
Hwang In-hyup.
My heart.
Hwang In-hyup plays Seo-joon. And he's been in stuff like Tale of Nokdu, 18 Again, Sound of Magic, Why Her, Prefabricated Family. So how do you feel about this dude?
He like is absolute and in this show. Perfection.
Oh, he's perfect.
He is perfection. I think he is like, honestly, I came for the rom-com vibes. And I honestly, like, Hwang In-hyup stole my heart. And he still has my heart. Like, he's like, he is one of my top favorites. And True Beauty, you know, I always joke that it's the greatest K-drama of all time.
Kind of joke. Do you really?
Yeah, I kind of joke. Not really joking, though, right? But I'm like, kind of like, and it's all because of Hwang In-hyup. Like, I absolutely loved him in this role. I didn't expect it. When I saw it in the previews, honestly, I was like, okay, whatever. It's like, you know, it's a high school drama. Mm-hmm, how much, you know, emotionally involved can I get?
Right.
And yeah, he totally won me over.
Wow.
Like, everything about him. But like, Sound of Magic, why her? Oh, God.
I mean, he has a bit of the same thing going as Moon Ka-young, where his best thing is True Beauty.
I know. And I hate to... 18 Again, I don't know. I loved 18 Again. And in Tale of Nokdu, he was also amazing, but it was a very minor role. But in 18 Again, he played a similar role, to be honest. He was like kind of like a bad boy bully. But... you know, not as like strong of a presence in that drama, but in True Beauty, for me, he was the reason that the show was so good, in my opinion.
It went from good to great.
Yeah, I think if Hwang In-hyup wasn't in the drama, I have to say, I don't know if it would be, you know, that great to me, to be honest.
I think he brings something. Okay, so he brings something different because I think he's older, right? He's older than the other two. He's in his
He's much older. 32, yeah. 31,
yeah,
32.
He's in his 30s. Mm-hmm. He got a much later start than the other two.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that he is just brings a different vibe to the show.
I liked the edginess of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think every high school drama needs a bad boy, right? Like, it needs some sort of like a little bit of edge. And I think... I felt like, you know, the butterflies and the, you know, whatever those feels are. I didn't get it so much from Xiaonu as I got it from Hwang In-hyup, and I'm being totally biased here and I'm aware of that. But yeah, the love lines, the love vibes with Xiaonu and Moon Ga-young were cute, but I think the scenes with him in it were a lot more impactful, you know?
So you had second lead syndrome.
Yeah, I totally had second.
Big time.
Yeah, but like, story of my life, like always. it's always a second lead for me. But yeah, I thought he was amazing in it. But yeah, it is the same thing as Moon Ga-young. I think this is his biggest claim to fame. Like, his Instagram following went from,
it just
like,
blow up?
It went to, like, from, like, I think it was under 500,000 followers, because he was a hardcore rookie, and it catapulted to, I think, like, 9 million in this series alone. And I think now he has, like, I don't know exactly how many, but I just remember seeing it, and I remember seeing it grow, and everyone was commenting about how insane it was that it grew so quickly, you know?
Yeah.
And even to the extent where his younger brother was, like, getting... He has, like, yeah, oh my God, Hwang Yeop has 19.5 million followers.
Whoa.
Yeah, which is insane, right? And what has he done?
For what?
What has he done?
For what?
I know. Yeah, he was in True Beauty. Like, that's insane to me.
Right. Actually. Okay. So when I watched True Beauty, I did not get second lead syndrome. I'm, like, one of the few that didn't get second lead. But I never, almost never get second lead syndrome.
Oh, really? Okay, so you're the opposite
of
me.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm just immune. But I could say, I just thought he was the standout of the cast. Mm-hmm. And I love that bromance that happened between him and Taehyung.
Agree. Yeah. I did like that a lot. Actually, yeah, I think that was one of the highlights. Like, that was, I put it in my notes actually for, like, the one of the best parts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But yeah, maybe we'll get to that after. But the bromance for sure was.
Well, let's get to it now. Like, what were some of the best parts of the show for you? Like, this, okay. I guess, goes, we already know that you love the show. So I'm not gonna ask you, like, what do you think of the show?
Greatest.
But what were some of the best parts for you?
So for the best parts, okay, obviously it was the Hwang In Yeop scenes. I liked all the little, I don't know if we're gonna go, like, super detailed, but there were certain scenes where Hwang In Yeop was, like, going to confess to Moon Ga-young, like, they were eating food and then he wanted to say something.
Yeah.
And she was kind of, like, you know, oblivious to it. You know, those little parts, also when they're doing the photo shoot. And yes. He's, like, getting really close with her. And then, you know, he's, like, obviously, like, totally in love with her.
No, he's whipped.
Yeah. Just and, like, whipped. Just, like, yeah, everything about that whole relationship. You know, when she was doing when he first fell in love with her, the whole, like, rawr, you know, like, he was,
yeah.
She was, like, saying, she was making fun of his underwear. And she was yes. doing the tiger sounds.
Yeah.
And then he, like, totally fell in love with her. And he's, like, can you do it again?
No, then he's asking for it.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, it's just so sweet. You know, there isn't anything like that with Moon Ga-young and Chaonu's character.
Hmm. Inside jokes.
Yeah. And even at the end when he's, like, saying, oh, when he, like, kind of decides to, like, let her go, I just felt so much more emotional about it, you know?
Right.
But yeah, so, like, all obviously the highlights were that. But I also loved, I don't know if you remember Im Se-mi's character, so it's like her sister, Moon yeah. Ga-young's sister.
Yeah,
it was,
she's the best.
Yes,
I loved her. I did another video of her about her on TikTok because I think she's such a highlight.
Love. Okay, so, like, after the show aired, I remember I did some sort of, like, live on my Instagram, and I was totally riding the emotional wave, but I put her as, like, one of my top five favorite Korean actresses just because I think she's so, like, I feel like she's just, like, a ray of sunshine in the drama. I appreciated her romance. It was a little goofy. And it was
super good. The whole show's silly.
It was, like, put the eyebrows, though, with the guy, with her, you know, her love interest was
the
embarrassed.
Teacher, yes, yes.
Was embarrassed because his eyebrows were non-existent, basically. And so he had to get it tattooed, right? I don't know. I was like, what is this?
Yeah. Yeah,
but I loved her, like, how she was so open with her love for him, and she was so, you know, she was the one chasing him, right?
Yeah, the gender flop.
Exactly. Yeah. So I loved her character. So she was a highlight for me for sure in the series.
Yeah, like, she changes his tire, and she's very she's just sort of forthcoming, and she knows what she wants, and she's a go-getter, and she has this wonderful thriving career, and she had no beef with her younger sister.
Yeah,
loved her unconditionally, and sort mm-hmm. of was a nice addition to the family. There was, like, no animosity there, and I love that about the sister, that she was just like,
I know.
No issues. Yeah.
Also, like, when she would show up drunk and, like,
yeah.
you know, and Chowning was like, what's wrong with your sister? Like, this is so, so, like, reckless. But, like, yeah, I appreciated her character. It was so down to earth. But, yeah, it was good to see.
Yeah.
I also liked her father, the role.
Really?
I kind of did because it was kind of a reflection of what she was going through. Like, because he was supposed to be the eye candy.
Yeah.
Out of the him and the mom, right? The mom is supposed to be the not
quote unquote ugly.
Yeah, quote unquote ugly one. And he's like, all the women think he's so good looking. So I was like, this is kind of like what the daughter's going through, right? Because she's with this really, really handsome guy who like loves her unconditionally. I don't know. I just thought it was really cute. But I like Paco-san though. Like I like him as an actor. Mm. And he usually plays like kind of more edgier roles. So this was very, very.
He was, oh God, what's he? Prison Playbook?
Yes.
He was
with
in...
the lisp.
With the lisp, yeah. And then I think, was he a brother in My Mister?
One
of the brothers?
Oh, he was. Yeah. Yes. Yes. That was also a big one.
Yeah.
Forgot about that one. Yeah. Yeah.
I really like him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, so a lot of the same stuff for me, but. Let me see. I had like there was a lot of scenes in like obviously the second male lead rocking out in his boxers in the bathrobe
to
Okidokio. Like mm-hmm. that's iconic.
Yeah.
And funny. The this sounds terrible, but I think it's episode 10. Them getting hit by the car or is it a car or a bus?
I vaguely remember that. Yeah, that's why they ended up in the hospital.
That's why they ended up in a hospital. Yes. That is hysterical to me.
Okay, yeah. I thought it was cute with them in the hospital. Like how they had to help each other.
Oh my God, we're going into spoiler territory. Hold on. So
are we? Sorry.
Yeah. So no.
I know it's not.
So what we'll do is we're going to pick back up right here after the spoiler bumper.
Okay.
But why don't you give me your score? Like out of 5 soju bottles, like what would you rate True Beauty? I think I know the answer.
You know what though? Okay, I have this thing, okay, where I have my favorite K-dramas. Of all time.
Yeah.
I have with like my favorite kind of dramas of all time from my heart.
Okay. From your heart, okay.
And then from like realistic, like from my head.
Yes.
You know, like
yes. I know I'm following you.
Do you
I'm
get
here.
What I mean? Like
yes, 100%.
I have the ones that I'm like, oh, these are masterpieces. Like
100%.
Perfectly done. Could I watch them again? No.
Never. Yes.
Never. Once was enough, but it was absolute perfection.
Uh-huh.
And then I have from my heart where I'm like, I love this drama for no reason. It's not that deep.
Yes.
Like, everyone will disagree with me, but I still, like, I will recommend it till the end. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh,
like,
uh-huh.
So, if I had to be totally from my heart, it would be, give it 5 out of 5. Give it 10 out of 5, right? Like, it's the greatest, like I said, it's the greatest K-drama of all time. Speaking from my heart, right? And this is from somebody who's watched K-dramas since the day I could walk because of my mom, mm-hmm. right? So, mm-hmm. like, I've watched a crap ton of K-dramas.
Yeah.
But, again, a lot of it has to do with my infatuation with Hwang In-yeop, right? But, yes, 5 out of 5. But, like, it's not that deep. So if I had to, like, grade it from my, like, you know, rational standpoint, I'd still give it still, like, a 4.5 out of 5.
Okay.
You know what
so
I mean?
So for me, mm-hmm. When I watched it, I really liked it. It came after I watched Move to Heaven, so I really needed a light K-drama.
Wow, that's perfect. I feel like that's a perfect, like, balance.
So I watched it. Yeah, so I watched it, and I was like, oh, this is, like, just what I needed. I needed, like, a turn-your-brain-off K-drama.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is. However, I have to be honest, like now that we're here and we're being honest and I just mm-hmm. like roasted Chowning, it took me 3 days to rewatch episode 1.
Oh, okay.
So I cannot say that this is rewatchable for me. I don't think that this is a favorite of mine at mm-hmm. all. When I'm recommending dramas to people, I almost never recommend True Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And I can positively mm-hmm. nail down all the flaws that are like And I will name the flaws, actually, like when we get into the spoiler section, too, if you'll allow me.
Yeah, I actually have a couple, too.
Okay, perfect. So yeah. We'll have like a little section where we can roast True Beauty for like a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
So I will say that it for me, it's like a 3.5.
Okay, I think that's fair. Like,
yeah, 3.5 soju bottle.
Yeah. So, and you know what's funny? I get it.
Yeah, like it's fine. Like it's
I get anything. It. Yeah, yeah, I totally get it.
Yeah, yeah. So that's yeah. me. But yeah. we are going to pick up.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
On the car crash right after this.
Excuse me, 뭐라고?
아이, 괜찮아, 괜찮아.
You know, I have no 친구.
Oh, sorry.
Swear. This car seems shit.
What?
Okay, we're on the other side of spoilers, so anything goes, anything went before, because I think we just kind of figured everyone and their mom has seen True Beauty. So, this is kind of a free-flowing episode. It's definitely a K-Rambles this time around, but what I found hysterical was that car crash scene, because they had they put them on, I think, wires, and Chaonu was like, he had his back arched and he was flying through the air. Oh my god, hysterical. Oh, I cannot get enough of that scene. It's so stupid. It is okay. So stupid.
I actually, like, I think I remember seeing the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, oh, I didn't remember it being that, like, out of, like, that dramatic. Do you know what I mean? I don't know,
but it came out of nowhere, right? Like, the dramatic nature of it literally came out of nowhere. And that's why it took a lot of people by surprise. And it's tonally totally different from the rest of the show.
It is very different, but the after effects of it.
No, because then you have these great hospital scenes. Yes. And more bromance between the two of them, Sojun and Suho. Mm-hmm. And there's that scene. My favorite one of them, too, in the hospital is, I think it was, I was doubled over laughing when Sojun needs help to pee.
Oh.
And Suho, like, he jumps on the phone as if to call for a nurse's help, like to get a nurse to help him to pee. Mm-hmm. But instead he dead ass requests to have his room changed. And I was like, oh my God.
I didn't even pick up on that. So you were like, you're led to believe that he's asking for help, but he's like, right. No, you got to get me out of here.
He's like, can I get my room changed? I was like, oh my God, that's so good.
But also not surprising considering.
No.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
No.
So yeah, so you had the hospital reconciliation. You have hijinks. I think the female lead also like hides under his cover. Like,
oh yeah, that's right.
His covers, I remember at some that point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's all in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cameo like early in episode 4 from the
who was it
like Itaewook and Kimaeyun from Extraordinary You.
I remember that. Yeah.
And they're in character from Extraordinary You as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun.
And it's because of the director. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Same director. Oh, so that makes a lot of sense. Okay. What other comedy is there? Those. Oh, she did like a Hwasa dance early on in the show.
I don't remember that for some reason.
She thought she was on some sort of like an elimination, like a talent show.
Okay.
But she ended up dancing in front of the teachers, and it was like a very sensual Hwasa dance.
I don't know why I do not remember that.
Oh, okay. So this happened like early on in the show.
For some reason, it doesn't ring a bell, but.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oops. Yeah.
And I mean, there's a lot of comedy. Like, even in episode 1, there's a ton of things.
Mm-hmm. There is, like, I feel like there was a lot of stuff that was very over the top.
Oh, yeah.
So it didn't really surprise me. But I know this is, like, totally not about the comedy part. But, like, the one downer, I feel like,
that one downer.
When we
get into the roasting of this show, all right, I feel like there's a lot of down.
I have one main one, but okay, all right.
Okay,
we'll get there.
Go for it. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay,
yeah, go
so
for
like
it.
my thing is like I really didn't like Moon Ga-young's friend, Kang Soo-jin. So she's like, she was the overachiever.
Was it the natural beauty?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
I did
air
quotes when I said that. No one can see that, but I did air quotes.
But yeah, the one that she liked Suho as well. Yeah. She was always competing with Suho because she was getting, you know, crapped on by her dad at home, right? For not getting good enough grades. I did not like her character, and I thought she was like ruining the whole feel-good vibe of the show. Like, I'm so sick of the girl best friends, like, turning out to be so, like, not great. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a cliche.
I don't like it. I feel like, why does she have to be so mean to everybody else if she's going through all this stuff in real life? Mm-hmm. I just wanted her to be the supportive, like, really good best friend, you know? And it was just sad to see that, you know, she was trying, you know, how she took Isuo's cap or whatever, and then was like hugging, or not really hugging, but like they were,
She was like actively trying to
get with him,
and to separate them and foster miscommunication and like,
exactly
make it seem that he was like close to her and all of this stuff,
right? And I was like, this is just not a girl's girl, and
not
like,
the vibe.
She's
not a girl's girl.
No, I didn't like that at all.
So that was frustrating. And then she's the one who blows the lid open on the secret that she is a two-faced person that Junkyun has.
Oh, right. That's right. At the like camp or whatever, I think it was.
Was it at when the camp? I thought she posted to the forum that video.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Of her getting bullied.
Yeah.
At the first school. And so now everyone knows that she's... This
fake?
Doesn't make sense. That literally doesn't make sense that people are upset that she's wearing makeup. They're like, you're lying. It's makeup.
I know.
Literally,
but like
a
lot of the stuff here in this show was like, are you serious? Like,
oh no, it's.
It's like a Clark Kent, the Superman thing. It's like, okay, glasses. With glasses, without glasses, and it's like. For real? Yeah, and it's like
they're like, you have bad skin and you lied about it. It's like, did I?
Yeah, and also like without, you know, people with acne probably know, but when you can have hundreds of pounds of makeup on your face, you're still gonna see acne, right?
Oh,
like
the texture thing.
Yeah, exactly. But for
her,
it's like photoshopped. It's magically gone, right?
Yeah,
and I'm like, I don't care how good you are at makeup. It's not, you know. So
don't work like that, babes.
Nope.
Okay, so I guess we're veering into this territory anyway, but like, what are some of the problems that you have with True Beauty?
So you know I don't have that many issues with it, and I did mention the whole cis man's like not being there. Another very, very, very small thing. I didn't like the soundtrack. I didn't care for the soundtrack. Sorry, not that I didn't like it. I loved Seo-jun singing, like Hwang In-yup's, you know, that song. And I remember playing it over
and over.
He does. It's fantastic. Perfection. He can do no wrong. But the overall OST, it's not something I listen to. Like,
same.
I've never gone back to it to be like, or if I were to hear, you know how like certain OSTs, you hear the beginning and you're like, oh, you know, like Goblin is.
Takes you right back.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Huge, right? It's like monumental, right?
Yeah.
For this, there is not a single song where I can hear the first few notes and be like, what is this? Like,
Oh
my God, this is True Beauty.
Never.
I feel like they could have invested a bit more
on
the soundtrack a little bit, and it could have like, or like it adds to the scenes, like none of that, you know?
Yeah.
Like I felt like it was lacking in that sense. And I don't know. This is a total like nitpick, but.
No. Like, I'm a nitpick queen, and I'll roast everything. Like, people know this by now, but I'm an equal opportunity roaster. I will roast everything. Like my favorites, things that I absolutely love.
Oh, I'm like that too, though.
Plus, like the things that I absolutely love.
I'll roast everything. I can roast my ultimate bias, which is Hong Joong-ki, till like the cows come home. I can do it all week. Like I can
love
roast
to hear
them.
It.
Yeah, I could. That's a whole other episode.
This is maturity.
It is.
You know.
Yeah. It is. It totally is. I can't I don't vibe with people who think their bias or favorite group is perfect.
Oh yeah.
Because it doesn't exist, right?
No.
And there's been certain situations where I've been like, oh my God, these certain fandoms are crazy where they think that, you know, but that's for another episode.
We'll leave that for another day. So let's talk about how I think True Beauty is overrated. So I didn't think that
Come on.
We'll just leave it at that. But
it's underrated, if anything. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I don't like how Jukyung is, or rather Moon Ga-young's portrayal of the female lead. She sounded Aekyo like the whole time.
Okay. I agree.
I hated the baby voice she kept using.
Okay.
As if she was a little girl. I just hated it. It is so grinding. And it's 16 episodes long. Why is it 16 episodes? It could have been 12. the last two episodes, what the hell is going on in those filler episodes? Mm-hmm. We got to talk about, I mean, I don't know if we have to necessarily sit here and like dissect it, but the whole thing of Suho's father having a sudden stroke, which sends him flying off the scene, literally, plus the 2-year time jump, radio silence for 2 years from Suho.
Let me give you some context though. So you know it was a webtoon?
Yeah, yeah.
It is so long.
No, it's long. Right? I think it was ongoing still. It was ongoing when this still. Was airing.
Yeah, I think it ended recently. I'm pretty sure. It was like it ended recently.
There are some things that I found out recently because I was talking to some drama friends about True Beauty, and so one of them had read the webtoon, and they told me some things, and I was shocked to my core. Mm-hmm. So, Suho is gone for 2 years, and I was saying, how the hell does the second male lead in True Beauty blow a 2-year lead?
Yeah, I know.
How the hell does he blow a 2-year lead? It's not realistic. Nothing at all happens. It's not realistic that they never get together. And just when Suho comes back is when he finally works up the nerve to confess to Jukyung. That doesn't make a lick of sense.
Agreed.
So my friend said, but they do date in the webtoon.
That's right. They do date. I do remember
when
Suho
is gone.
Yes. Yes.
They date. And I was like, I was on the, I like sliding down the walls. I was like, this changes everything. Why the hell wouldn't they do that
in the drama
show?
I know. I feel like for drama writers, it's just that one factor of the second lead can never be with the female lead.
It literally didn't make sense to me.
It's the formula, you know?
Because they made it so easy for you to push it in that direction because he was already buddy buddy with the family. I think he was sleeping over her house or something like that. Like he was ingrained.
I would have been here for it totally. But I do remember because I was so obsessed with the drama, I went online and I read the webtoon and then I read it for a bit after the show and I was like, oh, okay, so I don't know. Like I know that there were certain things that they didn't incorporate, but I think they needed it for closure, no? They couldn't have like unless they did another season. Or which I would have been here for, you wouldn't have, but I would have been here for another season.
It just didn't, like, I think it could have been 12 episodes and you could have kept that giant ass, like, they dated for two years or for
really?
Some
Really? Don't you think it would
have
had to, like, prolong, though? Like, a longer, more episodes, no? Just one episode you needed of them dating?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Of her kind of, like, you see their relationship and how she's, maybe she's with him, but she's not, like, with him like she is with Suho. And you see, like, the differences in their, how they comport themselves together.
You do get a glimpse of it, you know, when she's drunk and all the friends call him. Uh-huh.
Yes.
And he shows up and there's that
And that's when you think, oh my God, they're together. That was the cliffhanger because they end the episode.
And then she like leans on him. Yeah, he has like his arm around her and she leans on him.
Yes.
And then she like looks up at him like and they're about to like, it looks like they're about to kiss or something. And then like, I remember that. It was a magical
So
scene.
Then they were like, psych, they're not together. Mm-hmm. Psych, he still hasn't confessed to her.
Yeah.
He's still in the friend zone. And you're like, what is this even? Like, it's just all over the place. So in the webtoon, they were actually dating. There was like a YouTuber, like a famous YouTuber that she learned all of her makeup prowess from.
Okay.
I think her name was Selena. And at the end of the show, she's like working for that brand, for the makeup brand.
Okay.
That is Suho's sister in the webtoon.
In like real life, or
what do you in mean the webtoon?
Oh,
that like that woman that
the younger sister,
is Suho's sister. Okay, and I was like, my god! Again, that blew my mind, and I was like, why don't we do that?
Okay,
why don't we have that?
Because in the drama, Chugyeong does her makeup and makes her kind of like pretty and stuff, right? In the drama, okay.
No, I'm saying Suho, like Taonu.
Oh, wait a minute. He didn't have a sister in the drama.
Exactly.
Okay, but no, wait. Now I'm thinking Sojun's sister would have made more sense, no?
No.
Okay. Anyway.
Sojun had the younger sister who was also struggling with acne and image issues and was also getting bullied.
But wouldn't it have made more sense for her to grow up and start this huge thing and then like that's so random, Suho's sister like having a makeup company.
Yeah, that Suho's sister was the one that had this like beauty empire.
Okay.
That helped Jukyeon like find her full circle. Look. Yeah. Full circle. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you wanted that. You wish they had that in drama.
I was like, what? Why are we doing these misconnections?
Right.
So that was another thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing I think was like, why is the stunningly beautiful Chaonu doesn't care about looks? Like he's like an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
That he does not give a shit about looks. Mm-hmm. And for the second male lead, you have an explanation. Like his sister is also struggling with body image issues. He has this like adorable sister who also has acne.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves her to death and he has no issues with that. And so that you can see how that affects his reasoning and that how he views other people, how he views Jukyung.
Mm-hmm.
For Chaonu, there's no such thing. In fact, so he's buddy-buddy with, like, idols. So you kind of should think that he has more emphasis on how people should look.
I see. Okay, so you don't think it's realistic that he...
That's not realistic. But in the webtoon, they explain it. They explain it all. He is... his background, he's half Japanese Korean, half Korean. And he was bullied from a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that. So now, because of that, he determines, like, physical appearance as meaningless.
Which is why he falls for Chugyeong.
Right. So, like, that's his reasoning for, like, why he doesn't care about
appearances. So you needed it to be more deep.
Well, it's character development. It's part of his, like, foundation.
But I don't know. I feel like with Suho,
otherwise, it's just this little fairy of a man walking around, doesn't care about appearances.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Even though he is literally like an Adonis.
I know.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So you needed that little bit of like a little bit of a background.
Yeah.
To get his character. It's part of his background.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I would have wanted more of Sojun's background.
That's because, but you love the second male lead.
I know. See, this whole Suho and Chugyeong and dynamic stuff, I'm just like,
can't be bothered with it. So but. I went deep into my drama list to look at why, because you can leave, people leave reviews, right?
Oh, yeah. Did you go through them?
Went through them.
Oh, my God.
Girls. There's so
many.
I don't think
I ever read the reviews.
My God. They are so funny. Because
I would be curious.
They started roasting the show valid ways, too.
Yeah.
Valid ways.
I get
it. So people were like, it was okay. The setup with the male lead tormented over a friend's death and the female lead's appearance were basically pointless. As soon enough, this settles into standard fare. One, pedestrian-less car accident despite all the time in the world to avoid it. Check. Love triangle where center is oblivious, in this case the female lead. Check. Mean mom suddenly overcome with grief when learning of child's hardships years too late and suddenly all is forgiven. Check. Character disappears overseas for an extended time and returns with no advance word. Check. Pointless breakup. Check. Hospital visit due to gastrointestinal issue. Check. Third wheel heroically gives up and helps main leads get back together after being annoying the entire show. Check. Best friend betrayal to return later to allow lead to forgive to show how wonderful the lead is. Check.
You know what's crazy? Okay.
It's formulaic.
Yeah. Hearing this, though, And the reason why I don't really read the my drama, this is total like off tangent, right? But yeah, like, yeah. I feel like the way Korean see K-dramas are so different from the way international people see K-dramas.
Oh, great point.
You know why? Okay. Because international people, when they see K-dramas, they can dissect it and analyze it. But for Koreans, it's like, it's good. It's entertaining. They don't really think of like the whole like...
They don't dig deeper.
Yes, they don't. Because it's a way of... It's entertainment. It's every day, right? Mm-hmm. If I was an international person, and I can kind of do this because I guess I can do this with J dramas and C dramas. Mm. I can be like, why is that like a thing? Or you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I think for an international perspective, I can see why these things would be like, okay, it's so dumb. It's the same reason why people hate on Airs and why people hate on Boys Over Flowers. Mm-hmm. It's exact same thing. Tribute is under that category.
It right? is. In fact, it's and, very and similar to Boys
that's
Over Flowers.
Why, exactly. And that's why I always say this. It is not, I promise you, K-dramas are not that deep. They are not that deep, right?
There's so many There's things so, that people yeah. said in my the same cliche and boring story. This drama has nothing new, neither fresh. It was funny, but that was their strongest point.
Yeah.
The tropes see, overtake actual story investment.
Ooh. Totally. Are you? Yes. Are you kidding me? But to be fair, all K-dramas are founded in tropes.
Oh, yeah.
I've been watching. Yeah. Like, I can tell you the first K-drama I watched when I was like, I don't know, 6, 7 years old is in terms of formula and tropes is exactly the same as a K-drama you would watch now. But it's just that more people are watching it. You know what I mean? Because it works. But mm-hmm. we are getting to because thanks to Netflix, we are getting to K-dramas mm-hmm. that are more out of the cookie cutter, which is like Squid Game and Death's Game, you know, like those kind of dramas that are for like have never been done before.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But again, this is for another conversation. But that's why like when I see the reviews, I'm just always like, oh man, it's because yeah, they didn't grow up with K-dramas or, you know, aren't part of the Korean culture. So, you know, it's easy to analyze it, right? But Koreans don't do that. They don't really analyze movies or K-dramas to that extent where it's like, oh my God, I'm so sick of this. I'm like, this is so overdone. Mm-hmm. They're so quick to just like watch it and just watch it for entertainment purposes. Not even like, you know what I mean? Not as a critic. Does that make sense?
Right.
But if you're like watching from the outside, you're like, you can critique it because you're not, it's not part of your culture kind of a thing.
Absolutely. Does and I would sense? Say, I would categorize True Beauty as like a guilty pleasure.
Totally. It's like America's version of Love is Blind or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, because Korean doesn't really have like variety shows or guilty pleasures. They are getting more so now with the reality shows, but it's a total like just mindless, just watching it for the sake of watching it, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's not like up there to be like, this is this is up for, is this going to be nominated for an Emmy? You know what I mean? It's not up for that kind of like deep discussion.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the problem is that there's levels of like rom-coms.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really good rom-coms that are so smart and sexy and fun. And then there's some that are just like really baseline, like it's guilty pleasure, a lot of tropes, and they're not really done well. And there's nothing new to add. And the people can't act very well. And like, but there's something about it that you're just like, I could shut my brain off and watch this at 3 a.m. and like fall asleep.
Totally.
And that's what True Beauty is. If that's what you're in the mood for, then great. Exactly. But if that's not what you're in the mood for, then, you know, so be it. Like, that's fine.
If you're looking for like, you know, to critique something, you know, Squid Game or, you know, something like very...
There's high art and high cinema K-dramas
exactly,
now.
Exactly, yeah.
And then there's True Beauty. So...
exactly.
But I think a lot of... Like, that being said, I think a lot of people were impressed by the production value on True Beauty when it came out.
Oh.
And, like, the high-quality CG scenes. Like they have her, like, flying through the sky with a blue screen behind her, like, in front of a blue screen when she's learning how to do makeup.
Oh.
And she's got... Do you remember
I think
that?
I remember that. And then all the makeup, makeup in the background, like
huge. Yeah.
Okay.
The graphics and stuff.
Okay.
The way that her room is like a an intense set of in and of itself, because she's right. like a closet horror manga fan. Maybe not closet horror manga, but her room is just like horror aesthetic. Barbie horror, basically.
I totally forgot about that. But she was into like they were both into horror manga, right? Kind of.
Yeah. I mean, I don't believe that for a second, but okay, that's fine. fine, sure. What else? I think the message gets lost. Like the inner beauty is more important than external beauty. That gets lost. I think the overarching, like how they even got to know each other, how they met, was because she was on the rooftop and about to commit suicide, and then the boys are on the outs because of their friend committing suicide, and this whole thing, like, that is very serious, and they don't take it that serious in the show. It gets completely lost and overshadowed by like this love triangle and the shenanigans at the school. I think that's like I think that's in poor taste, to be honest. In very poor taste. So
But that's also a blight on the show. Also Korea, right? Then we can get into social commentary about the culture and their perspectives on mental health, period, right? But yeah.
For sure.
But all to say, like we always come back to it, but it's not a it's a total lighthearted watch, right?
It is. It is. And again, I don't hold any animosity towards these actors for, you know, having one hit, being one hit wonders or having like no skills. But that's fine. You know, that's fine. They at least are, they have a career and they're making bank.
And it's entertainment. Beloved. At the end of the day, it's entertaining, right? Like, it's entertaining. Whether it's good or bad, it's entertaining, right? Like, you know, absolutely. You're kind of like, oh, how is this going to go? Like, and even that's kind of like fun. I don't know.
Yeah. Two closing questions for you. Is True Beauty a modern classic?
No.
It's not. It's not a classic. Why do you feel it's not a modern classic?
Because it can't be taken seriously. And like I said, like this is it can't be.
Okay, okay.
It can't be. This isn't gonna solve any issues. It's not gonna it's not gonna make people's lives better, defining better, right? And like I said, this is I always joke about it, right? That this is the greatest K-drama of all time. Same reason why I joke about Airs. Like, I don't care what people say. Airs was a phenomenon in Korea at the time. Yeah. So whether you love it or not, it was massively in terms of brand, in terms of act, like everything, all the above. It was huge at the time.
Icons
And, you know, and whether
it doesn't matter how, how you feel about it, an icon is an icon.
Exactly. So like, is True Beauty, I don't even say True Beauty can be up to par with Airs, to be honest, because it wasn't as big as Airs as it was in Korea at the time. But yeah, I don't think it's a classic. I definitely don't think it's people are going to be writing about it when it comes to best K-dramas of all time. But in terms of tugging at my heartstrings, it being a rom-com doing its job of, like, you know, being having lots of visual eye candy and, you know, being predictable and having all those heartfelt scenes, like, I think it did its job. But yeah, it's not a classic. It's not a rom-com classic. Gotcha.
What do you think makes True Beauty so special? What is the secret to its enduring appeal? Why is it number one on Viki?
Oh, God. Okay, when you say it like that, like, I have, like, first thing I can know, I was like, nothing, really. Nothing, really. And I can be truthful about this. There's nothing really, I think, that makes it special per se. I just think it's got, like, okay, so the reason why it's number one on Viki is obviously Chaonu and Hwang In-yeo. That's the reason why, okay? Like, Chaonu is an international phenomenon and Hwang In-yeop has become an international phenomenon, right? And I feel like over the years, it's just a K-drama that people will, like, new K-drama watchers will watch. So if you're a new K-drama watcher, it's on your list of K-dramas to maybe watch or not watch, whatever, but it's on your list, right? And so, like, I feel like people are continuing to watch it and people are rewatching it because it's just such a mindless show that you can just put on. And for me, when I'm going through a K-drama drought, I'll just put it on in the background when I'm doing stuff. Like, it's just that kind of a K-drama. You know what I mean? But what makes it special? girl, I don't know. Okay. But you know what? Like, okay, if I can be very rational about it, it's got a lot of elements that me as a girl who is a huge fan of rom-coms like about rom-coms. So like the whole, you know, the makeover aspect.
Yeah.
Love that. Like I've watched lots of American movies where, you know, the makeover's fun to watch. I know it's like superficial, but it's fun. Like she's starting over. She was bullied. She was very self-conscious. And now she's like, I'm gonna, like, you know, do what I have to do to be the best version of myself. And that for her was makeup. So like, I love that makeover part. And you're meeting the popular guy in school, you know, which is like an American version, I guess, captain of the football team or something, you know. So there's all these little things that like you can't help but feel, it makes you feel good. Right. At the end of the day, the exact reason why you would like any other rom-com. So I think this hits all of the tropes. Yes. But it's kind of comforting in that sense, you know.
Yeah,
because it does hit those tropes and you know what to expect.
I like that. I like that answer.
So maybe it is a bit special, but, you know, not that deep.
It's it depends on each person, I guess, and what they glean from it. Exactly. Because I think we've all, every person has that moment where they're like, I think I want to change for the better. And in this case, like, her impetus was she was bullied mercilessly. And I don't think she necessarily wanted to change before this inciting incident in episode one, which was extremely cruel, which is really sad. I think the makeover aspect is really aspirational because I think we all want to be the best version of ourselves. And she, you know, she does start taking better care of herself and better care of her skin. And she's using, you know, the face masks and stuff, but besides also using cosmetics and learning how to do her makeup and stuff. So it is sort of a self-care aspect is brought into play here.
Yeah, it's the wellness, right? Like
wellness.
Yeah, totally agree.
But she is also at the same time super infantile and naive, and she like doesn't like understand social cues and like it's bizarre. So a lot of like different things like at play here, because I think we all want to be very insulated like she is. But be beautiful as well, inside and out, like she is.
Yeah. Totally agree.
And get like Chaonu as well. So
Knight in shining armor. That's another thing. The knight in shining armor, right? He comes
absolutely
in and saves her. Like she's getting bullied. He puts the hat on her, right? Like
I know.
Yeah.
She has a face full of cake, and her makeup's about to like slide off, and he like covers her with his jacket. I mean, come on.
It's cute. It's cute.
Whatever. So, thank you so much for coming on and talking about your favorite show of all time, the best K-drama of all time,
Veena. Masterpiece. Can you quote that?
Masterpiece. 10 out of 10. I had such a great time. Equally hyping the show up as much as we roasted it. And this was so much fun. I hope you'll come back on. Where can we find you online, Veena?
So I am most active on Instagram. My handle is Veena Hearts. I'm also here and there on TikTok, but mostly Instagram. And you can find me also on Soompi and K-pop map, and you mentioned those links.
Yes. Yes. I find myself going back to different Soompi articles, and I'm like, I wonder who wrote that. It's Veena! And it's so much fun to see you online, like, so much, and see how much you've affected all of this content that is, like, so comforting, and, like, it's you're such an indelible part of, like, the K-drama community. So I'm so glad that I finally got you on Taebak. This has been so much fun. So that's it. Until next time, this has been our show. I'm Jessica, and this has been the Taebak K-Rambles podcast. Yeah, I'm in the mood for dinner.